This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Today we'll start off by hearing from Mike Hamilton with Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction. The first auction of the season took place Saturday, and Mike has a recap for us.
We had a real good turnout as far as buyers, and we had a fair amount of hay. We ended up with 1,000 small squares, 235 bales of alfalfa, and it was in a price range from $5.10 to a top of $8.70. 120 bales of alfalfa grass from $6.50 to $8.60 a bale. 276 bales of mixed grass from $2.10 to $3.50 a bale. We had 100 bales of orchard grass from $3.60 to $5.60 per bale. And then in the small squares of straw, we had 250 bales of those, and it was from $4.20 to $4.50 per bale. The 3x3s, we ended up with 230 of those. We had 54 bales of low-quality first crop at $31. We had 80 bales of alfalfa orchard grass from $80 to a top of $95. Then we had 20 bales of premium fourth crop alfalfa at $96. We had some other fourth crop at $50 a bale. And we had 34 bales of mixed grass from $40 to $46. And then in the round bales, we had 150 bales of mainly just mixed grass, and it was in a price range from $29 to the top of $53.
All right, so it sounds like you had a pretty good auction over the weekend. Anything else that you would like to add?
Yeah, I'd like to take a moment here and extend our condolences to the Marvin Magee family. Marvin was a longtime customer of ours and did a lot of trucking of hay and straw, and he passed away over the weekend. So just like to extend our condolences to his wife and children.
Well, we are very sorry to hear that. And just as a reminder to our listeners, you had the auction this past weekend, but we'll be having another one coming up this Saturday too.
Yeah, and so far we've got some round bales already came in yesterday. Got a couple loads of 3x3s lined up, and you know, kind of looking somewhere in that 1,000 to 1,500 bales again on the small squares. So if anybody's got anything they need to consign and wanted to advertise, just feel free to call me at 618-410-4293.
Again, that was Mike Hamilton with Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction. A survey conducted by Illinois Farm Bureau showed 66% of members of the organization feel less optimistic about the farm economy in the coming year compared to 2015. Because of their concerns, 84% of respondents said they plan to reduce inputs or expenses in 2016. When asked specifically how they would do so, 91% of respondents plan to delay implement purchases over the coming year. 45% said they would delay or cut back on chemical and fertilizer purchases. Additionally, 38% said they would negotiate lower cash rent. 37% would buy less expensive seed. 24% would incorporate new technology. 11% plan to choose a lower level of crop insurance coverage. And 9% said they would give up a portion of rented ground for 2016. Concerns over the farm economy also led to concerns regarding regulatory and legislative issues. Respondents were asked to rank several priority issues in terms of importance for the coming year. The top concern was striking down the Waters of the U.S. rule, followed by tax reform. Up next was the maintaining the viability of federal crop insurance, and then their next concern was preserving the renewable fuel standard and making transportation or infrastructure improvements. We'll be back with more after these messages. In January, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Ag Statistics Service will survey more than 40,000 cattle operations nationwide to provide an up-to-date measure of U.S. cattle inventories. The information helps producers make timely and informed business decisions, such as planning for herd expansion or reduction. It also helps packers and government leaders evaluate expected slaughter volume for future months and determine potential supplies for export. Obtaining the current count of cattle will serve as an important decision-making tool for the entire ag industry. And that's according to Illinois State Statistician Mark Slusner. During the first 2 weeks of January, Illinois producers will have the opportunity to report their beef and dairy cattle inventories, calf crop, death loss, and cattle on feed operations. To make it easy as possible for producers to participate in the survey, the National Ag Statistics Service offers the option of responding via the internet, over the phone, you can put it in the mail, or a personal interview with a local representative. Information provided by respondents is confidential by law. The January cattle report will be released on January 29th of 2016. CHS posted a solid year financially in 2015, according to the company's Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer, Tim Skidmore. CHS reported net income of $781 million on revenues of $34.6 billion. The company also returned $533.8 million to its owners in fiscal year of 2015, based on the 2014 results. During his remarks at the CHS annual meeting last week in Minneapolis, Skidmore told CHS owners that 2016 will be significant in many ways.
There's no question that fiscal 2016 will be exciting, and I believe a landmark year for your company. We are prepared and we are committed. With a strong balance sheet and with a disciplined, mindful, and prudent financial approach, with the ability to execute the CF Nitrogen investment, and other opportunities to create long-term value for you.
In addition to significant investments, CHS expects to distribute an estimated $519 million in fiscal year 2016, consisting of cash patronage, equity redemptions, and preferred stock dividends. Skidmore stressed that the company's disciplined commitment will benefit owners for generations to come.
It means we're committed to investing on your behalf to build a bright future for our existing businesses and new opportunities to deliver value to you. It means we're committed to sharing direct economic benefits through patronage in a company you own. And it means we're committed to keeping your company financially strong.
Again, those words were from CHS Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer Tim Skidmore at the CHS annual meeting last week. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.